Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Happy weekend. We've made it here again. It's your girl, Millie Mills, host of Bring It In House podcast show, where we spotlight musicians, entertainers, artists, and leaders. Get your meal. We have a great meal in the house tonight. She's in St. Louis, guys. She's a published author and founder of Destination Life. Let's give it up for Coach Mika Gilliam.
Thank you.
Hey, Mika, how are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for gracing our platform tonight. We realize you could be anywhere else, but you decided to come here, and we thank you so much. So, Mika, tell us where you're from originally. Tell us about your alma mater.
I am originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. I grew up there. And I am a graduate here in St. Louis. My last school was Lindenwood University.
Okay, can you repeat that again? Because it kind of broke up a little bit. You say your last school, start there.
Sure, my last school here in St. Louis, where I received my MBA, what is Lindenwood University.
Okay. All right. Congratulations on all your success, Mika. While you're doing big things, you're welcome. I went to your website and I'm like, wow, Mika has come so far with all of this. So Destination Life, what is that? What does that mean? Tell us all about it, Mika.
Great. Thank you. Yes. Destination Life is my company. We are dedicated to helping women heal from childhood recovery and restore relationships based on their divine and godly self-worth.
All right. That is beautiful. I was looking at your website. I love your colors. I was like, wow, this woman has put in the work. That green with that hint of yellow or goldish. That is really, really beautiful. So when did you launch the organization and what sparked you to launch this organization, Mika?
Well, the trauma recovery branch of Destination Life was launched just this year in April of 2025. And I'm really excited about it. The reason why I launched it was really because I wrote the book Fully Delivered probably 3 or 4 years ago, and it was published. However, after having the conference, I saw our first Fully Delivered conference in 2024. I was totally blown away when I saw how many people are impacted by childhood abuse and how many people really need to learn how to respond when a person reports childhood abuse and/or they have encountered a young woman who is a survivor and now displaying behaviors and symptoms of such abuse. And so hence Destination Life, the trauma recovery division.
Wow, that is so good. And I love your company logo, that green, like I said, green with the hint of gold and yellow and everything. Okay, so those colors, what made you decide to choose that those colors?
Absolutely, absolutely.
They those really stand colors. Out.
Thank you. Thank you. The green is my favorite color, emerald green. And the gold, I chose the gold because gold has to go through a process before it can, before it's fully developed, much like a butterfly. They go through this process and then you see the beauty of the butterfly or you see this beautiful gold. And so that was my thought behind the gold.
Yes, and that's really rich there. I like that. Yes, and so you are your spiritual coach, a life coach, and what sparked you to become a life coach? I know the area of trauma did, but I mean for you personally, what made you go down that path? Did you come from a long line of like counselors and ministers?
Well, in my mama's family, I did learn. Probably about 10 or 13 years ago, that we have a line of Baptist ministers in our family. But basically I was inspired to go down the path that I am going with Destination Life because I am a survivor of childhood trauma. And because I am a survivor, I have a unique perspective to tell the story and provide support to other survivors based upon my own experience and my ministry training.
Yes, yes. So you have a certification in theology?
I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Biblical Knowledge and Ministry.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Mika. That is beautiful. Right. So when you are like before, you know, like when you were a lot younger, did you see yourself going down this path? Did you kind of have an idea that this is where you're going to land?
Absolutely. You know, no, absolutely not.
10, 20,
no. No, ma'am. Absolutely not. When I was younger, I had aspirations of being a nurse.
Oh, yeah. And I can see that because you're very empathic. You know, you have a lot of compassion for people and caring. So, yes, I can see it go down that field. I definitely can see that. So you're a published author as well. Tell us about your book, Fully Delivered, and tell us how we can get our copy.
Yes, ma'am. The book, Fully Delivered, I don't know if it'll come through very there it is. Fully Delivered is a work that I completed probably around 3 or 4 years ago. And it's based on the story. It is a fictional story. And it's based on a story with the main character, Zeta Madison Cole. Zeta, in the story, is impacted by childhood abuse. And so the book walks you through how Zeta was abused and how it impacted her as an adult, who's also spiritual, and how the Lord promised her that while she was yet undelivered and not relating in her relationships very well because of her past childhood trauma, the Lord one day promised her that she was going to be fully delivered. And 5 years later, which is the number of grace, in the book, our readers will discover that she was indeed fully delivered by the Lord after the process of committing her trauma to the Lord and going to therapy and doing the hard work that it takes to actually heal. And the book is available on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. If you look for Fully Delivered by me, Mika Gilliam, it should pop up.
Amen. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. We're going to pause We're going to pause right there so I can get that book. Okay, hold on. Because it's right here and I left it over here. Okay, I left it on the counter and I went over there to get it. And I was thinking about the water and got distracted. Okay, 3, 2. This is Mika's book, Fully Delivered. Get your copy today. As she just told you, Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. Fully Delivered. Yay, Mika, we're so proud of you. This is really great. I love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is really, really a beautiful book. Oh, man. So, Mika, was it difficult for you to get started writing your book? Or, you know, what challenges did you run into, maybe, if any?
Yeah, well, the challenges that I ran into was really developing how to tell the story. And once I prayed about it mm-hmm. and sought the Lord about it, the Holy Spirit gave me guidance. And it was very easy from that point. Yeah, mm-hmm. so it was a therapeutic process for myself, as well as a really great process as a first-time published author.
Yes. And you are so busy with your book. Do you have a book signing or anything coming up in the future for your book?
My husband has suggested that I have a second book signing, so I'll probably have one maybe around the summer.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think so. That'd be really good. So what keeps you motivated, Mika? I mean, with everything you're juggling, you're a published author, you got your book signings and things like that. And then, of course, you are a coach and a dedicated wife and mother. What keeps you motivated?
Really, what keeps me motivated is I wake up every day with grace, giving myself grace, giving the people around me grace, and with a thankful heart that the Lord chose me, the Lord uses me, and that the Lord has allowed me to wake up one more day with grace, power, and a thankful heart.
Amen. That is a lot to think about and be grateful. And I can see that being a way to keep you motivated too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God is good. I am nothing without him. Nothing. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I know you've heard the cliche, there's a book in you waiting to be released. You know, like people mm-hmm. say, it's a book in you, girl. Let it out. You know, so I know you've heard that. So how did you know, when it came to you personally, how did you know, hey, I need to write this book. I got to get it out.
Well, I had been thinking about it and kind of working on it periodically, like for a while. But then one day I was in a certain area and I was able to hear people who were survivors discuss their stories and the suffering that they endured because, just like Zeta in the book, they were not believed. And that really weighed heavily on me because I believe it was divine timing, and I believe that the Lord was giving me a poke to finish the book and to get it, to get it published so that people, especially female survivors, know that they are not alone, and that when they suffer such a traumatic situation, that there really is hope. And although it is unfortunate, there is joy and there is a fullness of God's presence if they believe in the Lord. And there is a full life ahead of them, regardless of their past.
I love it, Mika. I love that. Woo! That is so good. So many people need this ministry that you have, Mika. I know you know that, right? and God has shown you, he has shown you that your works are approved. Yeah, in so many ways. When you first did your first conference, tell us about that. How did you feel about it?
Well, I was really nervous. My best friend said that the Lord had told her that she needed to do this conference and show me how. Well, with her support and with her guidance, I followed along. And the day that we actually did the conference and people started walking into the room, it was absolutely real to me in that moment how many people were impacted or loved someone who was impacted by childhood abuse. I was totally floored. I was totally humbled. And I was totally motivated to keep going.
Keep going. Amen. Amen. And so is there another conference coming up?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, I hope to have a conference in 2026, and we are really, really excited because we are going to pull together again a ministry leader and a fitness expert. And this year, we're adding to our list of guests someone who specializes in hair and makeup, because trauma survivors often suffer from the lack of self-care. And sometimes, some days are really hard, and trauma survivors just don't want to wake up and put on makeup or do hair. But I'm hoping that the Lord will help encourage trauma survivors to practice self-care and to know that it doesn't have to be perfect. However, we do want to be our best, and we want to look our best. And sometimes it's really nice to put a little jazz in it, put a little makeup on, and just smile and be the beautiful person that the Lord created them to be.
Amen. Amen. That is really good. And you shared this flyer here with me. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the flyer.
That was our 2020.
Okay. That was the conference you had earlier in the year in April.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. There's a delay in the system. So my apologies. I don't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. Let's start all over because you kind of broke up there. Okay, I'm gonna pause and okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The 2025 Fully Delivered Conference was absolutely phenomenal. We had a ministry leader, and I told her to go as the Lord leaded her. And one of the things that she said, which resonated with so many of us, including myself, is that it wasn't your fault. And I had a young lady that I talked to after the conference who told me that she felt like the Lord was speaking to her. And so I know that this particular ministry leader and this particular message was divinely orchestrated for our 2025 guests, including myself. We also had a fitness expert because trauma survivors, again, do not practice on a consistent basis sometimes. Not all of us, but some of us do not practice healthy self-care. And healthy self-care includes exercise. And one of the things that the fitness expert talked about is how fitness actually helps with trauma recovery, because it releases those feel-good hormones, which allow us to process the trauma and actually feel better. And once we begin to feel better, we begin to look better, and we begin to be a happier version of ourselves. And I also facilitated the conference. And so it was absolutely wonderful. I was blown away at how the Lord blessed us yet again.
Yes. And in case you guys watching, this is Bring It In The House podcast show, where we have Miss Beautiful Coach Mika joining us this week. And we are talking about the conference that they had earlier this year, the 2025 fully delivered conference. Now, who are some of the guests on the featured guests there on the flyer?
Yes, ma'am. Our ministry leader was missionary Anita Smith. She's experienced with working with people with disabilities and those who are impacted with mental and emotional situations, as well as our fitness expert, who is Ms. Tawana Lambert. She teaches fitness in her hometown of Little Rock, Arkansas. And she's also one of my very best friends. And myself, I was the facilitator of the conference this year.
Awesome. That is so great, Mika. So, excuse me. I know you got more conferences under your belt. And then I know you got another book under your belt, is what I was about to say. So when can we expect another book release from you, Mika?
I don't know. Please pray for me, and we will see what the Lord says.
Okay, I agree. I'll be in prayer with you on that, because that's definitely a lot of dedication and devotion when it comes to writing a book. Yeah, very time consuming. Yes, so we can't wait to see what was coming next. So with that being said, Mika, where do you see yourself, you know, as far as this career path in the next 5 years, maybe? Where do you see yourself?
Well, prayerfully, I hope to be an international childhood trauma recovery and relationship coach, helping women all over the world recover.
That's really good. And they can reach you on your website, right, to find out more information?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so let me pull up there. Okay, when you go here to Mika's website, www.destinationlife.org/links, you'll see all her platform links there, right, Mika?
Yes, ma'am. They will see my platform.
And I saw something on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They will see my platform links at the bottom, and they will also see various links that take them to being able to request services, as well as they will be able to read my personal story.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And speaking of your services, I love all the different services that you offer. I saw on your website that you provide a free 20-minute clarity call. I love that. Clarity call sessions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So elaborate on that a little bit about the clarity calls. I love it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The clarity call allows a potential client to reach out to me and book a time with me. We then meet and discuss why they reached out to me, which is, of course, childhood trauma and or a relationship issue because they were impacted by childhood trauma sometime in their life. And so we discuss their issue, and then we decide if I am the right service provider for them. Some situations may call for a therapist or a counselor, but if the situation is not rooted in some sort of mental health crises, then I am typically the person that can help them. based upon my experience as a survivor and my ministry training.
That's wonderful. That's good. And you also provide a subscription to Seven Habits of Healing checklist on your website. Tell us about that and how we can get a copy.
Yes, the Seven Habits for Healing checklist is a checklist that I developed. I use it myself. If people follow me on social media, they will typically see a post where I say ready for the day. And so that means that I have consulted my checklist. I have done my own work. And so the checklist walks survivors through specific things they can do on a daily basis to help them heal and or continue their healing, such as prayer, drinking water, being active, meaning healing. I call it healing movement. So they either walk or they do a quick exercise or they dance in place for 5 or 10 minutes. But all of it is about moving and getting those feel good hormones going so that they can feel better and look better. And journaling. Journaling is extremely important because many trauma survivors have been silenced by their abusers or the people who support the abusers, unfortunately. And many trauma survivors don't know how to communicate. And so the journaling part teaches them how to use their voice and how to recognize their own voice instead of people pleasing and instead of pretending and things of that nature. And so there is a list of 7 habits that each trauma survivor can walk through on a daily basis to help them on their healing journey, as well as sustain their recovery. Because I use it to sustain my own recovery, and I absolutely love it. It's simple, easy to read, and it can be received by going to my website and going to the 7 Habits for Healing section. Clicking the box and submitting a request, and it will allow them to download the checklist. And they can also go to destinationlife.org/healing habits, and that is a direct link to the checklist.
All right. That is so good to know. Wow, I'm going to have to take you up on those clarity calls. That sounds really interesting. I'll have to take you up on that. Seriously, I love it. I was just having a conversation earlier today with a friend, and mm-hmm. I said, God is clarity. The enemy is confusion. So
yes.
If there's a bunch of confusion, you know it's not of God. Just mm-hmm. remember, God is clarity. So that's why when I was perusing your website, and I saw the clarity calls, I was like, that's so clever, Mika, girl. Yeah, you did that. You did that. And
thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. Yes, that's it, Mika, because we're nothing without him. We're just vessels. So every time, you know, I'll speak for myself. If you start to get your little ego, you know, just calm down. You didn't do anything. Yes, calm down, Millie. You didn't do anything. I gave you that. I told you what to say. I told you what to do, Millie. These are conversations I have with God.
Yes, ma'am.
He's just so good. And I'm so, so proud of you. So glad to see how God is using you in a mighty way, in a mighty, mighty way. Yes, Miss Mika Gilliam. You want to shout out to anyone before we go, Mika?
Well, I would like to shout out to my husband, Mr. Eugene Gilliam, and to my children, Mary and Eugene Jr., and of course to my grandbaby and my son's wife, and of course to my mom, who is one of the strongest women I have ever met in my entire life. And I'm so honored that our daughter was named after my mom because of her strength and her courage. And to my brother and my sister, and to all of my family and friends and my church family. Thank you.
That is so good. That is so good. Yes. Now, do you have any words of encouragement? Because you've already encouraged us a lot, but and we thank you for it. But do you want, before you go, any final words of encouragement?
The only thing that I would say is to keep going. Every day is a new start. It is the time that allows us to reflect on what happened yesterday, to think about what went wrong, and to think about what went right, and to eliminate the thought that we're not good enough, because we are. The Lord decided that the day that he stretched out his arms and died, that we are worth dying for, and that we are worth the suffering that he endured for our sake. And because the Lord believed that we were worthy when we turn from a life that does not honor him and choose a life that honors him, that makes us his child. And as his child, we have a right to live a good life, regardless of what's happened to us. And it's okay to breathe. It's okay to laugh. It is okay to enjoy each moment and learn from the bad ones and just be better. We don't have to be down on ourselves. Just choose to be better.
Mm-hmm. That's well said, Mika. Yeah, I agree. God does not condemn us. He corrects us, not condemn us. Only the enemy tries to condemn you and make you feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God, mm-hmm. God. So we love you, Mika. Continue. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't forget to check her out. Go to her website, guys, www.destinationlife.com/links, where you can, you know, see how to connect with her on all the social media platforms. We love you, Mika, and we'll see you guys back here next week on Bring It In The House. We thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, guys.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.